97.7 The River, classic rock for the North Bay. It's a Danny Wright Show. This Saturday is one of the best events in Sonoma County, if I do say so myself. It's the 12th annual Windsor Chili Cook-Off, September 6th, noon to 4. I've got Jim from the Windsor Chamber in studio right now. Welcome. Good morning.
Thank you, Danny. Good morning.
Jim, you have graciously invited me to be a judge at the Windsor Chili Cook-Off. I don't know, the past 5, 6, 7 years, something like that. And I get so bummed when the schedules don't line up, but I am excited to be a judge this year.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you were there last year.
You were not there last year.
Year before.
Yes.
I remember last year emailing you, and I can tell just in your email, you're like, oh, man,
I was using the sad font. Yeah, so I'm excited about this because I will be there for this one as one of the judges. I'll be wearing my stretchy pants and ready to go with all the chili. So let's start at the beginning because some people may not know anything about the Windsor Chili Cook-Off. So, you know, what is it? I mean, obviously it's a chili cook-off, but why is it?
Sure. Yeah. So this is our 12th annual Windsor Chili Cook-Off. It really started as a way to twofold support the Chamber of Commerce, which is a nonprofit within itself that supports local businesses, but then also find a way to give back to the community. So every year we find a benefactor that is going to receive a portion of the proceeds. The last several years, we've been really trying to tie it into food insecurity. Mm-hmm. So this year we have selected Farm to Pantry that is going to be our benefactor, and they're going to receive a portion of these funds from the Chili Cook-Off.
So that's a great cause. I mean, on top of it just being a fun event, it's great that we're giving back and helping. What would you say makes the Chili Cook-Off, the Windsor Chili Cook-Off, so legendary? Because people, when I even bring it up, they're like, yeah, oh yeah, I want to go to that, or I've heard of that, or we go every year, my whole family. What is it about this event? Because I don't know that every event in Sonoma County, while there are a lot of great ones, can say that people are just so committed and excited for it every single year.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure what the love of where the love of chili came from, but that is definitely a comfort food. People love to have chili, drink beer, and listen to good music. Yeah. And what's really, I think, unique with ours is the people's choice component is mm-hmm. that when you buy a ticket to come taste the chili, you get to vote for the one you like the best. And so you get to go home and say, yeah, that's the one I liked, or yeah, I can't believe that one won because I like this one better. And so I think that's a little more unique than some. We still have the traditional competition factor where we have, you know, celebrity judges like yourself that come in that are foodie experts. And you know, you're out there in the open, so people can see you tasting the chili.
Right.
They don't really interact as much, but they can see you. So they can see your reactions as well. And it just it's just a fun way of the community seeing the people that they hear on the radio or they read in mm-hmm. the paper enjoying chili just like they do.
Yeah, you know, I consider myself, I don't want to brag, but I have won chili cook-offs in my cul-de-sac over the years. But I never knew until I started working with you guys on the Windsor Chili Cook-Off that there's a such thing as a filler category where there, you know, that traditional chili is not with beans and things like that. I learned that from the Windsor Chili Cook-Off.
Yeah, you know, I did the same, Danny. I mean, I'm not from Texas. When these started and we had the folks from Texas come out and were really hardcore with their regulations, they said, no, you cannot have beans or filler. That is not chili. So we do. We split it up. We have your traditional category as well as your home style. So mm-hmm. you can put anything you want in it. And what we started doing this year or last year was instead of people giving in their chili in bulk, they present it the way they want to be seen. So we have people that have fun toppings on their chilies, different things inside their chilies, very different from a traditional chili, which really makes it, again, unique.
Has there been anything that you've encountered that was super unexpected?
You know, now we're starting to see some more vegan.
Okay.
We've had people put wine in their chili, and there's just a lot of different tastes.
Yeah.
I mean, we just really value the fact that the competitors put their time in. And they come out at 7 a.m. They set up. They start cooking at 8 a.m. Everything is cooked on the premises.
Right.
The meat is smoked. Everything is done. They have to have their chilies by 12 or 1 o'clock so the judges can start tasting. So,
man, those Texas people that help you start it, you tell them there's wine in the chili, they're rolling over in their cowboy hats.
Right.
Well, I'm super excited to be a part of the Windsor Chili Cook-Off this Saturday, noon to 4, Windsor Town Green. I'll be one of the judges out there.
special guest stars for the River fans. We've got Sports Meets Beer podcasters.
Yeah, yeah.
Ben and Brad are going to join you.
The
as,
full.
As
I didn't even know that until the other day. Ben told me. So the whole Beer 30 crew with Ben and Brad and myself will all be judges out there. And tickets are on sale now. You can get all that info. We'll post it up on our website too, 977theriver.com and on the River app. Jim from the Windsor Chamber, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Danny. Appreciate it. See you on Saturday.